It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning, and welcome back to the First Cup Morning Show. I'm your host, Joshua Kangley. Welcome on in this morning as we get up and start our day today. I want to thank you for tuning in. We have some good news for you today that I'm going to talk about in the show today. Before we do, I want to remind you that you can go to guidinglights.org. That's guidinglights.org. And there you can find more good news. Today is March 6, 2024. And did you know that today is National Oreo Cookie Day? Today's also White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. So for all of you Oreo cookie fans and cheesecake fans, hey, today's your day. But today is also National Dentist Day. So shout out to the dentist. Well, it's time now for Presley and Nora's Animal Fun Facts of the Day.
Today's animal is the harp seal. Did you know harp seals spend most of their time in the open ocean? Some will swim up to 4,970 miles each year. They travel north in the summer, then south in the winter to return to their breeding grounds.
Did you know harp seal pups have soft white fur?
Right now, it's time for the good stuff. Time to get to our good news article of the day. This good news is coming out of Britain, and the headline I'm going to read for you is from an article on the goodnewsnetwork.org. Britain's oldest soccer senior at 90 years old is still the ninja of goals, playing three times a week. Britain's oldest striker is still banging in the goals for his local soccer team three times a week at the grand old age of 90. Sprightly Mike Fisher, nicknamed Ninja by teammates, averages three goals a game following an amateur footballing career that began 75 years ago in 1949. The former RAF veteran turns out every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for two local walking soccer teams after he started playing for them at age 82. Before that, the granddad of two played up until in his 40s before taking a break from the beautiful game. Falling back in love with the sport in his 80s, he now regularly appears for Old Corinthians, who play at non-league Rushall's Olympics ground in Walsall. The goal machine even celebrated his 90th birthday with teammates in late February by bagging five goals in a game against his opponents 40 years younger than him. "They call me Ninja," Mike admits, "because they say I'm gone in the blink of an eye, just like that. One minute you think you've collared me, and the next minute I'm gone and the ball is in the back of the net." If you ask anyone if they play with Mike Fisher, they won't have a clue who you're on about. But if you say, "Do you play with Ninja?" they will know who you mean, he said. Mike began playing when he was 14 in the Luton and District League in his native Bedfordshire before he moved to the Midlands after meeting his wife, Doris. He fell for Doris in Blackpool, where he was stationed with the RAF. Sunday league soccer around the country is famously competitive and forms a deep part of squad members' lives. A Luton Town fan, Mike is no doubt fiercely celebrating the return of his team to the Premier League for the 2023-2024 season, having been relegated in 1992 and floating between the 3rd, 4th, 2nd, and even 5th leagues for a generation. Mike says, "I still love football, and I'll keep going for as long as I can, or at least while I'm still scoring on a regular basis. The feeling of scoring goals never gets old, even if I am." Mike went on to say, "I've lost count of how many I've scored, but I get four or five a game usually and have been playing walking soccer three times a week regularly for 8 years. A few times I have scored 10 in a match." After serving in Libya, Egypt, and Iraq in 1954 as an RAF motor mechanic, Mike married Doris and moved to Blackpool, where they had two children. Doris passed away in 2020. Mike said, "The football gives me a reason to still get up and out and stay fit and active. I don't want to be sitting in a chair all day long. I began playing in Luton when I was around 14, 15, and I played as a forward or as a wide forward, and it was known then." He said, "I played for a team called Yale once. I moved back up to Black Country and then played with Wednesfield Civil Defense when I was around 33 or 34. It wasn't until I moved into my flat in Bloxwich that I went along to this community center and they asked what sort of thing I enjoyed doing. I said, I used to play football and they mentioned the walking football. Although I thought I'd be way too old at 82, I just gave it a go." He said, "All of a sudden, I started playing against people in their 50s and 60s, and I realized I could still do it. These days, I just wait up front to stick it in the net if I'm needed. I'm a bit like Jimmy Greaves, I suppose. He was the classic poacher. He used to hug the box and score goals from close range. Old Corinthians teammate Mike Stevenson at 76 said of Ninja, simply that he comes, he scores. Can there be anyone else still playing regular football at his great age?" Now that, my friends, is an inspiring story right there coming out of Britain. At the age of 90, still playing soccer, Mike Ninja Fisher, with a lesson in there for us all that if he can still do it at 92, well, then there's no excuse for us. And also, find something you're passionate about. Find something you like doing and do that thing. I want to thank you for tuning in today and listening to The First Cup, and I hope you enjoyed that good news of the day. Now, if you have any good news that you want to share, I'll certainly do it. Just email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Thanks again for listening today, and have a great day.